This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 16th. God's word to you today is New Attitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 13, and it says, "All these people died, still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth." In this season, God is saying to us, do not stop calling. However, the lack or loss of burden and the lack or loss of knowledge causes people to become weary of or to stop calling. The third reason we stop calling is we do not know how caring our Father is. God says in Luke 11, verses 11 to 12, "You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not." I know some of us think that we have mean fathers. I'm not here to make a case for your father. I'm here to tell you that God is better than your father. For a lot of us that are parents and parents-to-be, can you imagine giving your own child a scorpion instead of bread? Is that even possible? Luke 11 verse 13 says, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Don't you think that God is better than you, a better father? See how you care for your children and attend to their requests. For you to think God will not answer your prayers is to think that you are better than him. Is that what you're saying? I know I'm not better than God. I know, by God's grace, what I can do and what I do for my children, both physically and spiritually. So it gives me confidence that God will do better for me because I am his child. So I sit at his door and continue knocking until he answers. I would not stop calling until he answers. Guess what? This is the exact position that Jesus wants us to take. Luke 18 verse 8 says, "When the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" Jesus will find me. I will not stop knocking. Make up your mind that Jesus will find you too. In Hebrews 11, God speaks about people that even though they saw the promise from a distance, believed against hope. How then can you be abusing God in your heart because of a small trial? What you're telling him is that you are better than him and you would handle the situation better. God is God and you are not. Just take your position and keep asking. What is that thing that was red hot on your prayer list? It is August and you have even forgotten that you were asking for it. I believe you should pick it up again. Even if you have to start at a lower altitude, start. Start praying again. Start trusting God again. Just keep on calling. Why? For everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. Everyone that knocks, the door will be open. Let us pray. Father, I bring my burden to you afresh. I will not let you go on this matter unless you bless me. I have a fresh resolve to stay and to pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.